You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three, Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN, full buffet, 800-919-3776. We got calls ready for you. We'll get to those. We got some other things to get to as well. We'll revisit the Knicks and the latest on Jalen Brunson. And Bart, it is the Power Hour. It's brought to you by Avocado Green Mattress, Sleep Natural. So what's that mean?
You just said it.
I know.
It's
so say
the
it again.
Power Hour.
It's the Power Hour.
I liked how you ended that. It's pretty good for a Wednesday. A lot of energy there. There's a couple of things I want to get to with you, including this one that you and I have spent a lot of time talking about: the future of watching sports on TV. Right.
Yep. Just saw it drop too.
And yeah, and we have kicked around the whole thing about streaming and what's it going to take to finally just cut the cord and get out of cable. And the more I think about it, the more I don't think cable's ever going away.
Nope.
But there are options, and there's going to be options to watching sports, and even more so with this announcement yesterday. So ESPN, Fox, and Warner Brothers Discovery announced plans to launch a sports streaming platform, basically a bundle. Now, this is coming in the fall. So we're talking about, like, you know, when the big, you know, obviously the big sports time of year when you get the sports nirvana, when everybody's playing. 15 networks, all four major professional sports leagues and some college stuff as well. It's essentially like, yeah, again, I'm saying ESPN, Fox, and
sports bungle.
Yeah, it's all of the entities that give you the biggest sports events are coming together.
Yep. So basically they froze out CBS. So now
those are TV networks. It's different. NBC and CBS are different than these. These are sports specific, right? Whereas CBS and NBC are their own. Like, well, NBC wants Peacock to be where they put a lot of their sports.
Right.
But what is CBS's, by the way? They've got to have a.
Well, they used to own
Paramount,
own,
right? Paramount.
Yeah, and they used to own Showtime too.
So, anyways, this is something that is you know, catching everybody's attention, and it's interesting that it's coming out in the fall during football, we're into the baseball playoffs and the NBA season and NHL season begin. So those networks I gave you, you're talking about NFL, NBA, yep. Major League Baseball, NHL, NASCAR, college sports, WNBA. You know, you get in the men's and women's NCAA tournament, I guess it would be March of 25. The World Cup, which is coming to New York and coming to the U.S., that's coming as well. You get golf and tennis as well. So listen to all the networks: ESPN, ESPN Plus, ESPN 2, ESPN U, SEC Network, ACC Network, ESPN News, ABC, Fox, FS1, N2, Big Ten Network, TNT, TBS, and True TV. That's everything.
Yeah, but this is the thing: they're trying to make everything a la carte, which eventually the customer, whether they realize it or not. Because your life isn't built around just sports. You still want to watch shows. When you start looking at these bundles, unless you just have that bundle, you're paying more.
By the way, you will be able to bundle this, I guess, conglomerate of sports with your Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max subscription. So think about, like, so then you get all of that stuff. So this is their way of offering another alternative, again, to cable.
It's the same thing that cable does.
I agree. That's what I was going to say to you.
You can get USA.
Does it sound like the same thing?
Yeah. Do you want Showtime or do you want HBO? We have a bundle with Stars and Showtime, but we don't have a bundle. You have to get HBO separately.
What I don't need is American History Channel and Recipe Channel. Like, the other problem is that I think cable's going to have to learn that they're going to have to, instead of giving me channels I'm never going to watch,
they're going to allow you. They're going to have to say, listen, you get 250 channels. Which ones you want?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I think you're right.
Because some of them are the same. Who cares if I'm watching OWN or Revolt? It's the same type of stuff. they both either got the Jeffersons on them or they got Good Times on them. It's the same damn thing. It's a poor-ass old 70s movie. I mean, series. So
do I need BET Her? I don't. You right. know what I mean? Like, I'm not watching those movies.
What I hate about
Lifetime? What I don't need Lifetime.
Yeah,
don't need TLC because it ain't the Learning Channel anymore. It's something else. Freaky.
What I hate is the fact that because I have a Samsung TV, so Samsung has its own like cable, like you can pay for like $14, and it has a whole bunch of those same channels on there that comes on there.
Cable?
Yeah, like if you get a Samsung TV. Like, so you can link your devices so you control it with your phone and be able to stream with
it. It's not Roku or something like that?
No, it's Samsung TV.
Really?
And, like sometimes I forget. I didn't even realize how many different channels on it. I'm looking like, why the hell am I paying for Samsung TV and cable?
Yep.
Like, this thing is crazy because Samsung TV is only $14, but they have HBO. I mean, they have movie channels of their own where they have a bunch of movies, but they all come for free.
So this is – now, the timing of this is interesting because – as you know, the NBA broadcasting rights are being negotiated right now. ESPN still wants to be in the game, of course, and Warner Bros. Discovery is obviously Turner, the TNT and TBS vehicle.
They've always worked together, though.
So they want to be – and you're right. There has been a partnership a lot between ESPN and TNT. And so you have that because you know that – Amazon's trying to get into the business, right? They want to get a piece of the NBA. Apple's already done the VR that they do NBA games on VR. So League Pass is available on this on their new VR glasses. So you have that, and
right. So the crazy thing is, if you want everything, you're gonna end up spending $200-$300 if you're trying to get like the Apple stuff and you get this stuff. So like it forced people to choose. I mean, where stuff was always a given because at least I knew I can watch it on my local radio, you know, our local station. Now, you'll be able to watch your local stuff if it's your team. But, like, out-of-market stuff, big
regional,
games.
The regional is, where I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Because I do think regional sports, first of all, the regional sports networks in New York is different. This is a bigger market. We have more teams. You have three different companies. And, yes, and MSG have already, have we seen – they've already discussed, you know, pairing up in this Gotham app that they want to do. So if that's going to happen,
so gotta buy that bundle.
It's almost similar to this. But it also gives you 12 months out of the year of viewership because you have baseball. See, the Yes knows that they need more things in the winter than just the Nets. No offense, but it's that they don't have a very big audience. And MSG knows we need something in the winter because Red Bulls is, no offense, not going to draw a big audience.
Right.
So you need something. So if you could put those two where you have the two anchors would be the Knicks and the Yankees that keep you, you know, locked in.
You want
and then everybody else
six
is sort of there as well.
000. You want to keep 600,000 to 700,000 people locked in. That's your mark, what you want. And you're hoping that the Knicks and the Nets and the Jets and the Giants or the Giants are able to be able to carry that for you.
Well, what you want also is does SNY jump into the fray and the three of them come together to form Voltron and now we have everybody in one place. Right? Like, and then it just becomes that much easier instead of us all fighting for, the small piece of the pie. We all get the whole damn pie. Yeah.
Well, that's a tough thing, right? Because you think about the Wilpons have yet to sell the network to Cohen, and that's the last thing that they own with value. So is this what they've been trying to hold on? I know they're trying to get a negotiation with the Jets to make sure that they renew. Because they don't have the Jets, just UConn basketball ain't enough to carry anything.
No, not when the baseball season's not going on. Now, raise your hand, everyone, at 800-919-3776 to be part of this conversation. Like I said, we're full buffet, but we're discussing this. Raise your hand if you're confused, right? Because like Barb was trying to explain it, and I read this and I keep reading. I was talking to some people even last night about it, and we're all like, "What exactly does this mean?" Mm-hmm. Right, like, what is going to motivate me? Because the whole thing is, you've got to motivate me to say I don't need cable anymore.
Well, that bull crap,
that this is better.
That bull crap that YouTube pulled on us, or the bull crap that Peacock pulled on us, is going to be start pulled anymore, even more, because now you're paying $5 or $17 or $19 for YouTube TV or Peacock because they put a playoff game there and they knew you was going to watch it. They come in to take more money from you. That's essentially what it is because what happened is cable start losing money because people realize they didn't need it. People start having fire sticks. guys start having stuff where it's easy. YouTube TV was cheaper, Roku TV, all these bundles. And so now they come to get the bag. They pulled you away from those traditional cable spots. Now they're going to come take the bag from you. Say you come stream what you want to watch here, everything else you can go find by searching for it.
But remember, the one thing that we've talked about to me is the biggest issue, and it doesn't work when it comes to network TV, when it comes to movies and streaming movies and documentaries and even binge watching series. The one thing that doesn't come into play that does with sports viewership is the ability to navigate. That when I'm watching a game, I rarely am just watching that game. Only when it's the Super Bowl, the NBA final, like only when it's something major, you know, the World Series. Like I'm staying on that. I'm not jumping around too, right? But, you know, the Final Four, I'm not jumping around. But everything else, you know, like we especially in big markets, you're consuming probably multiple games a night. Even during the summer, if the Mets and Yankees are playing, you know you're bouncing back and forth. Whether you're a Yankees fan or not, you will check in on the Mets. It's just baseball. You just do it. And there's no comfortable way to do it that isn't clunky and doesn't take a minute and doesn't now bleed you. Like especially, again, the older generation, myself included, I don't want to deal with the remote. I just want to hit one button that says last on it, and it takes me right back there. And then I can hit last again, and it brings me right back to the other game I was watching. I'm good. I don't want to have to now, wait, what app do I have to go to? Which one is this now? I got to go to this one now. Now I got to go over here now. I got to go back to this one. Like, I don't want to deal with that. And I still think, I don't know if bundling this together, does that create like an easier way to navigate? Or am I still, like even Roku, like my Apple TV, you still got to hit the back button, then I got to scroll over, and then I got to find the app, then I got to hit the app, then I got to find the game that I want on the app. Man, who has time for that? Like, what is that thing? Ain't nobody got time for that. Like, that's, I generally feel like that. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if that's going to continue to be an issue. That's all. I know it sounds silly, but that'll keep me with cable. That'll keep me from getting rid of cable.
Just being able to hit last channel.
What do we all want? What do we all want in life?
Simplicity.
Convenience. Yes. Yeah. Simplicity. Convenience. It sounds great.
Yeah, I don't want to have to change the source, go back out of the source, come out. Like, then I forget what I was watching.
Or I missed it.
Like, oh, damn, I forgot to turn back.
Yeah, or I missed it, right. 800-919-3776. Eric is in Queens. What's up, Eric?
Hey, hello, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I want to agree with you. I was listening to everything else you're saying. You're right. Like, it's not like the old, like, I'm used to the old cable, like, the random, you know, the cable. You get to your channel right away. This new stuff today, like, I got to jump from here.
Yep.
I got to push the button to go to here. I mean, it's ridiculous. I'm like, come on. Yeah, like, what's going on?
Yeah, it takes a lot longer than it needs to. When on cable, it's one button and I'm off.
Back. You're trying to get back.
I can go from TNT back to MSG. I can go from TNT to MSG. I go to YES. Like, I can fly around and watch a bunch of games and I'm not missing much time at all. Whereas when I stream and I've had to do this, I have other TVs in the house that don't have a cable box, and I'm just sitting there like, damn, like, come on, man. Like, I just want to, like, when I do League Pass on my TV, like, it's the same thing. I got to go back. I got to go out. I got to find a game.
It's
then I got to
so
click
much.
On it. Too much work. Yeah.
I read the old days. Just jump right to your program and that's it.
That's it. See, Eric gets it. It's like, to me, if that they can figure that out. Cost effective, will it be? Bart, you brought up the interesting point, right? Are they doing this to save you money? When does anybody ever do anything to save you, the consumer, money?
They're doing this to sell you more.
So does this, like, so I would rather do this than have a cable package? Is that what this is? So now instead I'll get basic cable, so I still get my locals, and then I'll just get a sports package so I don't have to have, like you said, what was it, Revolt? Like, what are these channels? Like channels I don't even know I have. BET Her. You know, how many times do I need to see, you know, what's the movie that's always on that channel? But Stella got a groove back. Like, I don't need to be seen. Like, I'm good.
The same five movies come on. Like, the one I was watching the other day, it was like Boomerang. It went from Boomerang to, like, bruh.
Yeah. Like, it's certain channels you know I'm never going to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's not going to happen. You know, Recipe. Now I'm good. You know, like there was another channel. I'm like, what is this channel? Like, what's on this? I'm all set. You know, and then like you are paying for channels you don't want. Is this going to be cheaper than the sports package where they cram in other channels and claim in the sports package you get 250 channels? I only want 50 of them.
Yep.
The 200 that you gave me, I'm not really interested in.
It's like when you go there back in the day, they give you the Jordan boxes, and they got the Jordan 3s, like, bet. And then they give you the 17. He's like, man, come on, man. Man, why can't I just put the bundle? All right, man, you're making me buy these J's I don't even like just because it's the only way I can buy the other ones.
Another thing that I wanted to bring up with you was something that was done in the fall, but it's interesting that it is promoted now because it's the Super Bowl. You know, Pew Research, you know, they have it's an acclaimed research company, and they do all kinds of stuff when it comes to polling Americans on different things.
Yeah.
Well, in August, they polled, they say, nearly 12,000 U.S. adults. Now, the country has over 330 million people in it. So I don't know if 12,000 is really a good... Tom, did we do the math? What is the percentage of people that would represent?
It's like 0.000036, something
gotcha.
Like that.
Yeah, so it's not really a great cross-section here. But anyways, so they did this research, and in it, it asked this one question. If you had to choose one sport as being America's sport, even if you don't personally follow it, which sport would it be? And so more than half of the nearly 12,000, and the way they put it was more than half of Americans, which is, it's not really accurate, but still, 53% said it's football. That's not earth-shattering, is it?
Not at all.
And the next highest sport was at 27%. Can you guess the sport?
27%, I would probably say basketball.
Baseball. So baseball, no longer the pastime, but still
cap.
27%, which is way more than the third sport, which was basketball.
Well, basketball.
8% of the 12,000.
You want to know why? Because basketball, you too many people moving all the time.
Oh, players hard to follow?
Yeah, so people follow players, not teams anymore.
It's weird. For anybody who cares, soccer, 3%. Then auto racing was also 3%. Something else was 2%. Something else involved golf, boxing, rodeo. And then 1%, hockey.
Damn.
Yeah, that's bull. But I think the bigger concern was out of the group, 63%. Said they don't follow sports closely, and only 7% consider themselves super fans who follow sports every day. 7%, that's a tiny number. That represents a small amount of people, which is our business, which is a multi-multi-billion-dollar business.
Yeah, that's why they're upselling everybody.
You know what I mean? So it's football is king. When everybody asks why you talk so much football, because it's king.
I would say football, and then it's college football, then it's baseball.
That's the thing. If you did in the census, if 300 million people had to answer the question, I do think you're right. I do think college football might get as many, if not more, votes than baseball or basketball.
Yeah, and especially now when you consider now that they're about to expand the tournament, which is going to open up to way more fan bases to tune in longer to what's going on in college football. Right now, the college football season, now you add three games to the schedule. That makes it a 14-game type of series, right? Because
that's
I think they're going to put 12,
expansion
right?
Expansion of college playoffs.
Yeah, because 11 games, then it's a big the conference tournaments, and then you start the playoffs. That's going to be three more games. That makes it 14, 15 games. That's going to put it on par with running a little longer into the NFL season. So the NFL is going to have to adjust because they might, unless they adjust the start time, they may have to cancel their Saturday playoff game.
It's interesting. So not that any of this is surprising as I'm going through the research that they have here. So white Americans are more likely than other racial or ethnic groups to say the national sport is baseball, while Hispanic Americans are more likely to say than other groups that it's soccer.
And more former Canadians,
black
say
and
that
Asian, right. Black and Asian Americans are more likely than white and Hispanic Americans to say America's sport is basketball.
Hmm. So that's why every time that NBA's on, you get extra McDonald's commercials because they go into the Asians and the blacks. when football's
if
on,
you don't think you get, that they you, do this you, stuff you, for yeah. like you
yeah,
know that that research is built
yes.
into the type of commercials and what you are obviously gearing your marketing towards. Of course.
Oh, I wonder why in football season.
Audience.
I wonder why football. Why that's the only time I see an Arby's commercial. I ain't never ran into no Arby's.
We
have you ever seen Arby's? I never drove by Arby's down south. I don't want no damn roast beef sandwich from the back.
Not in the South.
If I want roast beef, I go to Miami Mike's.
There's that
New Jersey Mike's.
There's that one in Queens off the LIE that like every now and then if I'm a little hungry.
Yeah, but that's one.
I gotta pull it.
Listen, I've been designing a Frisco burger for 10 years. Can't never run into one. I've been wanting a Frisco burger with the patty with the white cheese with the bun that's toasted on both sides. Can't find an Arby's. Go down south, none but Arby's. So that's clearly when they do that during football season. That's for the South.
Clearly,
I don't see no White Castle. They don't do nothing for us. McDonald's during basketball season. Everything. Calvin got a job, but man, come on, man. Calvin old as hell. Calvin got a job in the 80s.
That commercial.
Calvin got a job in the 80s, man. And every McDonald's commercial got hip hop in it.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
Come on, man.
Yep. Ba da ba ba ba.
Yeah,
I'm loving it.
Yeah. Dude, like, why are you dancing, man? We going to eat. Like, doom, 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 doom. Like, man.
Or you're eating. Why are you dancing?
Like, come on, man.
Just
like, oh.
Burger.
Like, dudes start breaking down to the Sherman Hensley, George Jefferson when they bite into it. Like, damn, man. First of all, whatever in that cheeseburger, bro, I don't want it. Got me dancing out here, tap dance for a damn cheeseburger, man. Got me out here like Menace to Society, man. Got these cheeseburgers, man. I don't want whatever stimulant you got in there that's giving all this dopamine to me because I'm eating a damn hamburger. I don't want it, dog.
Oh, man. The numbers are just absolutely fascinating. All right, 800-919-3776. We got all your calls stacked, racked, and ready to go. We will get to them next. But first, Bart, I do have to tell you this. I have to tell you that it is happy football. Happy Super Bowl to all who celebrate from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. And if you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday is all about scoring the best seat on the couch and grabbing your favorite football snacks and placing some super bets. And like you could bet all kinds because it's Super Bowl, right? So it's an anthem length and everything else. But what you love, Bart was just talking about food. So now what we have to do tomorrow, Bart, is talk about like the best food to have for your Super Bowl spread. We'll get into all that stuff tomorrow. Now, FanDuel has so many ways for you to end the season with a dub or two or three. Not only can you bet on who will win Super Bowl 58, but FanDuel also has bets for which players are going to score a touchdown. Think Kelsey's getting one with Taylor Swift there? How many points are going to be scored? Mike Tannenbaum gave us a 31-21 score. You buying that? And so much more. New customers, join today. You'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Allen to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 or older, physically present in New York. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
A visit from Bart Stradamus coming before we end the show and hand it off to the K Show. Be ready for that one, kids. So earlier, Bart and I got into this argument, and it was so random because I didn't think we'd go here, but we did earlier. And I said, we got to get back to this, and that is something simple. It is just the fact that I think that uniforms like Penn State and Alabama, which is even Notre Dame, I love those uniforms. I think it's those are classic uniforms. That Nittany Lion blue, the crimson, Alabama crimson, you know, obviously the gold with classic Notre Dame. Ooh. It is, that's beautiful in my eyes. And Bart is saying it's wacky D, as are your words, and you like it better when there's a third color involved. And, you know, we agree to disagree, and we also agree that you don't know what the hell you're talking about. So Tommy in Connecticut is chiming in on this one. Tommy, who are you siding with?
Oh, dude, Han, I'm with you. And before I get to the color schemes, the nonsense channels on TV, like, who's watching HSN and buying an air fryer at like 1 o'clock in the morning?
You'd be surprised.
Crazy.
Be honest with you.
The thing is,
I can't confirm or deny that I caught my wife every now and then watching QVC with like her cell phone. And I'm like, what are you doing?
But if a search comes up, you can do that anyway. Like, you do that on your internet. You just buy that off the –
well, usually she searches the same product on Amazon and just buys it there.
That Apple Pay double tap to pay just real quick.
No doubt.
But, no, I just – as far as the I love the Notre Dame take, but I think the best just two-color scheme is the University of Texas. I don't think you can go wrong with that burnt orange or white.
Yeah, but what flexibility you have to ever change it?
Well, what are you going to add to it, Bart?
Exactly. It's going to be the same for 1,000 years.
It is what it is.
That's right.
Yeah,
you
but tell me.
You don't
but
mess
tell
with
me,
perfection.
But tell me this. You don't think other people have better? Like, if you were naming the best uniforms.
Best
Texas,
college uniform?
Texas coming up?
No, yeah, Penn State is.
Texas Tech, for
Penn
sure.
State.
Black, red, and white.
Right, yeah. So there you go.
Oh,
that's
you just
three
went
colors.
Three colors, though, Tommy. Don't see, Tommy, you had them. And
but
now you just
no,
played right into his
I
argument.
Think Texas is the best.
You like the burnt orange. I'm not a big orange guy, Tommy. Thanks for the call. I'm not a big orange guy, but I still think there is something. The white pants, the Nittany Lion blue. Wonder what Saquon thinks of this. Saquon agrees with me.
But what about when you get tired of that?
Well, yeah, how do you get tired of it?
I bet you if you ask Saquon, who got the better uniforms, the Giants or Penn State?
Penn State.
No.
It's clean.
It's cool. It's clean. It's crisp. It's a black suit. It's a black tux. Okay.
So,
that's cool.
Okay. It's classic. It never goes out of style.
But okay.
Right. Does it? Does it ever go out of style? Never.
But it's never the style. It's never like you're going, ooh, I'm a Wolin with this black suit. With the white shirt and the black tie. Ooh,
you are so Detroit.
Crispy.
You are so Detroit.
So crispy.
You need chinchillas.
Like, come on, man. When the Patriots wear the white joint with the red jersey with the stripe down the middle, or when the Giants wear the gray pants with the white pants
are boring. It's out.
They got red and blue and
white pants, Giants blue jersey. Yeah,
nah,
you can
man.
Get me on that. You can get me with that, but not the gray.
Bro.
The gray's like.
Nah, come bro. On, and then when they wear the white pants with the blue stripe and the red in it, and then the white, they're white on white. Come on, man.
It's too much.
Then when they make the jersey red, come on, man.
Have they ever done a red jersey?
I think they have.
Did they?
The red jersey with the white pants with
that
the blue.
That looks like the Patriots.
Blue.
That's the Patriots from the 80s.
Yeah.
That red jersey.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling that.
Okay.
Not feeling that. Well, all right. I'm sorry. Raiders. silver and black.
It's okay.
Need nothing else.
It's okay.
What do you mean it's okay?
But it's not like you wouldn't say, oh, the Patriots got the best uniforms.
All right, so the Yankees don't have a great uniform. They're
it's boring.
Literally two colors.
It's boring as hell.
It is not boring. It is classic. No. It is the Yankee uniform
it's like the jersey of all time.
The
difference between the Yankees and the Tigers white is the same damn thing. The Tigers look better when they have the gray.
Tigers is black, isn't it?
No, it's blue.
That's blue?
When they do the blue and white, yes. They do blue and white.
Tigers
yes.
is blue?
Bro, have you ever seen a Detroit Tigers hat? It's navy blue. It's the same damn color as the Yankees.
I've always said that was black.
It's the same damn color, just a different logo.
Is it really?
It's the exact same color.
I don't think it is. I don't get the same vibe.
It's the exact same color.
It's not the same.
Yes, it is. And then the Tigers with the orange and the gray, dope.
Mm.
The white and blue, meh.
Again, Celtics, green and white. Classic.
Yeah, but the black Celtics is gangster with the green numbers with the white piping. I mean, gangster.
It's all right.
It was better than that.
It's
San
okay.
Francisco. San Francisco. The San Francisco 49ers colors. Dope. Seattle. Seattle do all kind of weird
Seattle
crazy stuff.
They went Waka Flocka. They brought in some neon. Like they had all kinds of stuff going on there.
Tampa Bay.
A little different.
Even the old Tampa Bay, the creamsicles. Dope.
You like the creamsicles? Like that?
Dope. Even the creamsicles and the new ones they got now. Dope.
I don't know. I tend to disagree on some. Not all, but on some. But when you tell me that the Penn State, that Nittany Lion blue, you're going to tell me that you don't like that?
It's super basic. It's super basic. It looks like one of these commercials. I'm watching Saquon do his commercial. He got the
generic football jersey.
Yeah,
right.
The generic football jersey. That's exactly what Penn State looks like. The generic football color.
No. Because you know it's Penn State. They don't even need you know what? I'm so good. We're so well known. I don't even need a logo on my helmet.
That don't mean it's dope.
Don't even need a logo. Because you know who we are.
They got the stripe.
But you don't need a logo. You know who I am. You know who we are. It's a white helmet with a blue stripe.
Yeah,
but I don't have to tell you what school I am because you already know.
I know who you are, but it don't mean I like it.
You're not going to like it.
This just makes me recognize
linebacker you, baby.
Okay, just like Alabama. That's why Alabama try and give a color helmet to switch it up and a different face mask because the uniform is boring.
That's because the younger generation needs it. Let's take David in Schenectady. David.
Young man, how we doing?
What's happening?
Good, yourself?
All right, so you guys remember like the starter jackets from the 80s and 90s? I had a Syracuse one. Remember like the black, orange, and like the white?
Mm-hmm. I remember with the patch pocket in the front.
Yeah, that's three colors of domination.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying though. Three colors. You need that. You need that accent color.
He said three colors. I love that he said three colors of domination.
Yeah, and also when your brother tackled you, you know, you could like mess up one color and still keep a few like intact.
It's going back in time now. Remember in the old days, Charles in Nashville, Charles.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
All right.
Hey, I got a show that everybody forgot that Carl Ravens was on. Y'all did a tribute the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody forgot about that he was on. Yeah, it's one of the best shows hands down of all time. It's called In the Heat of the Night.
Come on, man. Virgil Tibbs, man, quit playing. Virgil Tibbs, son.
Yeah, everybody knows that. Yeah.
Come on, Virgil Tibbs, Archie Bunker.
We're not the younger generation. The younger generation don't too much knows about it. My grandmother raised me on that show.
Yeah. Come on, man. We love Bubba.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great show.
I think you're right about the uniform. I'm an Oregon fan, and we had the best uniform hands down in college.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you do old Nike, man. That's why people go there, because they get 75 different uniforms. They got the yellow. They got the green. They go with the silver, the mirror helmets. Come on, man.
Get so much gear. Like, you think about it. Everything has to match, right? Thank you, Charles. Like, it's just so much going on there. But how do you keep up with it?
But fans
their jerseys to games like, oh, we're not wearing those this week. Like, damn.
No, these are throwbacks. But even when you look at like teams like South Carolina with the black, the red, and the white, dope. Look at Georgia, dope. You know what I'm saying?
That's mainly two
colors,
though.
Tell me, Florida State. Tell me, Florida State ain't got some gangster uniforms. Come on now, Florida State.
Now again,
Stop it.
You're missing my point. You're making me think. You're making it sound like I don't like the other uniform.
I'm trying
what
to tell
what
you
I'm saying
better.
Is there's nothing better than the classic look.
Nope, because you can it's have three colors. You can have three colors and be classic as well. The Florida Gators. Come on, man. Florida Gators uniforms are dope. Oddly enough, they're Knicks colors.
Sort of. Yeah, different blue, but you're right. It's sort of blue, orange, ish.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like,
come on, Florida State. Florida State got some of the best color uniforms when they put some of those tribal type of like things in. Come on, man. Stop. Come on, man. It's okay. Like you, I ain't here playing. I ain't here being like, oh, Michigan State, wacky D too, two colors.
It's a different kind of green.
Yeah, but Michigan is in. Only thing that make their stuff live is their helmets.
Well, it's the fact that they don't even call it yellow. It's called maize.
Yeah, but when you play, well, I know it's maize and blue. But yeah. when you play like
it's yellow,
basketball,
man, just call it yellow.
When it's basketball, then they add three colors in it, so it's different.
What do you mean three colors?
Because they put the white. You can see the white.
The Fab Five. Now, Glenn Rice, Michigan, they had the white uniform with the big M, and then it said Michigan. The Fab Five, it was basically maize, gold, whatever you want to call it, and blue. Like, their roadies were blue, and all you had was the maize-colored lettering.
But
they, those
it
were
had
hot.
White, it had white piping outside. So
barely. Barely white. You want to claim that?
All you need is accent color. That's what I'm trying to say.
I've never said that other jerseys aren't attractive. What I'm saying is that nothing
beats
the classic.
What you're saying is you rank those other ones higher, which is, I think is an L.
Yeah.
Florida State and Oregon,
Alabama, Notre Dame, no. Those are to me, that's college football. That's football.
You can argue that Florida State and Oregon got the best uniforms out of anything. Like, I don't rock with USC. I think that's ugly colors. Stanford, the
USC
two
is
white,
ugly
red and white.
Colors. USC, that's another one. That's classic.
But my opinion, I don't like when they wear them ugly yellow pants with trying to make yellow and burgundy match. To me, that ain't tight. But to me, Florida State, you can always go safe and say Florida State and Oregon got the best uniforms in college sports, and
like
you'll
I said,
be okay.
You could say it, but you'd be wrong. 800-919-3776.
Boise State looked better than damn.
See, now you're just talking like a fool. Why don't you get your brain back into more functional things and tell us about BetMGM.
And I'll show you how to make some money, man. There's never been a better time for football fans to bet on a big game with BetMGM. All you got to do is download the BetMGM app and get in on all the action for the biggest Sunday in the football season. Can't be in Las Vegas for the big game? Then BetMGM brings the app brings the gridiron action to you. With a variety of parlay selection features and live betting options and player props, the BetMGM app is your betting home for the big game. From spectacular catches to game-winning drives, BetMGM makes every play matter more than ever. Download the app today and discover why BetMGM is your first choice for the final kickoff. The big game is here, and the end zone excitement doesn't get any bigger than this. Get off the bench and into the huddle with the King of Sportsbooks. See BetMGM.com for terms. Conditions: must be 21 years or older to wager and physically present in New York only. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, it's that time. A Super Bowl version of Bartstradamus, brought to you by Samuel Institute for Pain Management. Take it away.
I've harnessed all my power for this one moment. I went deeper and deeper into the dark side. What? To be able to get the future.
Phrasing?
Oh, yes. I'm so deep. I'm deeper than Bart's colonoscopy.
Phrasing?
Oh, yes. The darkness is all around me. But the light shall shine. The light shall shine bright for the Dallas Cowboys, who what? Shall go.
They're not even in the
all
game.
In.
Oh.
All in means getting Michael Parson, the greatest defensive coach of a generation. Attack, attack. No steps backwards as Rex Ryan, sexy Rexy, says goodbye to ESPN.
I love the power, hour, hour.
Teachers teach, and no one teaches better than me. Oh, sexy Rexy, it's been real. So it is said, Alan.
Wow.
And so it shall be. But let's get off the girls of Cowboys of Dallas.
Excuse me.
And let's go into the bright lights in Vegas as all the stars shall be upon that night as Usher takes his show from the Strip of Vegas.
Yeah.
To Allegiant Stadium. All the Skims representative shall be all nude in his chocolate color. Is he naked or does he have clothes on? Is he manscaped? I don't know. And I don't care. And all you care about is who will be victorious when the game clock has struck zero. Oh, Kyle Shanahan comes up short. Andy, got those nuggies. In 2 weeks of preparation, shall choose to be far too much for the Swifettes, Chiefs.
Swifties?
Oh, yes. As Patrick Mahomes goes for three. In bowling, we call it a turkey. In sports, we call it back to back. Or three-peat, even though they're not in a row. But yes, after the victory, mm-hmm. No more dad bod. For now, Ozempic will have a new
It's the
sponsor.
Only losing that Patrick Mahomes will be LBs after this.
And that's Patrick Mahomes will never, ever
brought to you
win
by
again.
Samuel Institute for Pain Management. For a pain-free life, visit samuelpain.com today.
Light bread wins three.
See you tomorrow, Bart.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.